Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Megan answered, "I do," to the question, "Who wants to open this gift package?"
There's a present. There's a present on the table.
Before I could even process what was being asked.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Oh, can I open it? Can I just?
You can.
Can I? Okay.
But only if you talk into your microphone.
To be fair, Megan is like an expert at opening boxes, probably, because you also moved this weekend.
Oh, boy. Did I?
She's like, but I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. There's a card. Uh-huh. I'm going to read the card.
Okay.
Oh, it's a beautiful penmanship. Okay, it says, "Hey guys, here's some, as far as I know, Canada only treats and a little something something I've been working on as a secret project." I almost thought it said yogurt.
Some secret yogurt I've been working on as a project.
It's very pretty. I can't read it.
She's so excited she's forgotten how
to
read.
Can Megan elect a champion to read on her behalf? Who amongst us is literate?
"Hope you enjoy them. They were a labor of love. From Ontario, with love, Wade. P.S. I did my best to..." I can't read this. Hold on. Okay.
I can't wait to finally lay eyes on this, and it's just like size 40 block letter.
This is in Times New Roman. What are you?
Okay. Last one. P.S. I did my best to make them clean, but they may have printed a little wonky. Look at this beautiful penmanship.
Oh, it's very flowy.
My God, it's beautiful.
I'm just used to reading my chicken scratch. Mm. Terrible. I didn't have the beautiful handwriting a lot of other girls did growing up, where they did hearts over the eyes. I was just like, I don't know what this doesn't. It's not great that I take notes for the show because I can't read them.
Wade, props to you for writing in cursive.
It's beautiful. That the not being able to read it is not a reflection on your penmanship at all. It is my failings.
It's a reflection on America's school system.
I'm just very excited and I was shaking a lot. I can't wait to see what else in here. Okay, so first we have Old Dutch ketchup flavored potato chips.
Yes.
Oh no. Ooh. I saw these in the long dark.
Oh boy. Reese's Big Cup potato chip. They're Reese's with potato chips in them. That sounds really
what?
Good.
What?
I thought you were joking and you were gonna add potato chip to everything coming out of that box.
Smarties, which I think look different from our Smarties.
Oh.
They look
delicious. Oh, yeah. Smarties for us are like the little powdery, puck-looking things.
Yeah.
Big Turkish Delight. Oh, ooh. I only know about that from Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah. I instantly want to betray all of you to get that. All right.
If it's good enough for Edmund to like sell out his brothers and sisters, I can't wait to try this. Coffee crisp.
Ooh.
It looks very pretty.
I love, like, I hate coffee. I love coffee candy.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh, you guys. They are 3D printed figures of our Perilous Tides characters.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, the detail on this is so good.
Wow.
Callahan.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh my gosh, Theo's got the rainbow unicorn wraps. Yes. Oh my God, it's so pretty. Oh, Kim, I'm gonna come up to the camera so you can see Ada. Oh, she looks so good.
You nailed the shiny black boots. They are very shiny and black, and I love them.
Yes. That is just so cool. Thank you so much, Wade.
Can I eat something now?
Sure.
Oh my gosh, it's chocolate.
Oh, the Smarties?
The Smarties are chocolate.
Yeah, it's like...
That didn't even enter my... I was like, oh, they're a different shaped sugar candy.
They're like Canadian
M&M's,
right?
Yeah, they're like they're like pancake M&M's.
I want one.
One of those.
You had me at pancake M&M's.
Rob, do you want some Turkish Delight?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like...
It's like
oh my
jelly,
gosh, I can't...
It?
Yeah, I can't... I'm going to break all the chocolate before I get a piece. Okay, there you go. I have no idea what this is. Oh, I can't reach.
Oh, it's... What's oh, what? It what fills Turkish Delight? What is that?
Raspberry
it's
jelly.
Beautiful.
I love raspberries.
How is it?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine betraying you all for it. You want some?
I do want to try it, so I'll just take this piece if you're not going to eat it.
It's good. I've had Turkish Delight once before, and it was not as good as this.
It smells good. I just kind of want to like keep it under my nose.
Let me smell it.
Oh, I cannot place what this tastes like.
Perfume. Like it's got a perfumey aftertaste to it.
I like that.
Oh, really?
The chip?
Uh-huh.
Boy, it smells like ketchup.
It tastes like ketchup. I didn't think I would like it. It's like French fries and ketchup.
That's
why I like it.
I was educated on these when I was streaming The Long Dark, where I was also told the proper way to pronounce the name of a type of hat that I have since forgotten.
Toque. Toque instead of toque.
Yeah.
Like somebody said, somebody made that two syllables. I don't remember who, but somebody in the chat was saying that they had always pronounced it like toque or something.
Well, I think it was Amanda that said it's like toucan without the an.
Yeah.
Do you want a ketchup chip?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it's not bad.
Kim, which thing do you want us to send you?
I'll hold on to the Reese's big cup with potato chips in it, and we can share. There's two of them. Okay.
I can rewrap any of this.
What do you think, Rev?
I'm unhappy.
I think it tastes like the pizza Pringles, more or less.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going in for it, but I just had coffee stuff, so I bet this is going to be bizarre.
Yeah, maybe, and that was my... I just came from the Turkish Delight.
sounds like a euphemism if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, I feel like it tastes like like dipping those really wide fries, you know, when they do them like,
I'm done. Both of you have described the ketchup potato chip by just describing a different potato preparation in ketchup.
that's a thing, though, because the different like chips, different textures, different thicknesses, like they'll have a different taste if they're crunchy, if they're softer. It's a specific type of chip.
It was very vinegary. More than I expected.
Yeah, it's like a vinegary ketchup for sure. I like it. But now I've just had way too much like different flavored. Like I went from chocolate to whatever the fuck Turkish Delight is.
Mm. I kind of want it again. I think it's like werewolf serum.
It's overtaking you. You understand the child now, don't you? You understand the dark desires of the child.
This has been delicious.
It has. Thank you so much, Wade.
Thank you, Wade. The minis look beautiful.
Is anybody else feeling Canadian? I feel like I'm turning Canadian.
Say sorry.
Sorry.
Oh
no!
Jake, you are standing in the Inn That Wanders looking through the doorway. Ferguson has just opened the door for you, which was slammed shut. He is holding the diving helmet that James was wearing, and behind him in the alcove asleep, bathed in the gold light, is James.
Yeah, I'll step back through. I'll kind of keep the door propped open here, but I'll step back through and say, all right, did this work?
Yes.
It looked weird. It looked different this time.
Yes, he seemed to have brought a lot of magical energies with him. I'm not sure where he came from or what exactly exists on the other side of that door, but it was a much more violent process than what I'm used to. Something's not quite right here. It's still working, but I'm going to have to spend some time on it to figure out what that was. Something very high up, one of the crystals, changed colors, almost... like an apple going bad.
That sounds bad, Ferguson.
Yes, but it's still working, and, I mean, other than these times that we've done it to aid you, This is a process we do so rarely that I'll have plenty of time to go through and try to figure out what's wrong with it. I just won't be able to use it for you necessarily in the immediate future.
Okay, that's fair. Well, let me know if it's something you could use my help with or anything. I'm just going to shout towards the door to this room. Hey, it's done. You can come in.
I crack open the door, but like not enough to fully go inside. Everything worked?
Our three heads poke out.
Oddly enough, Kim at the top.
She climbed everyone.
Get off.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go in. What is he wearing?
I do not know. A mishmash. It looks like he's had quite a series of adventures.
So we can assume he'll be sleeping for a little while like we did?
Yes, it's hard to say how long. If you look very closely, you can see.
And Ferguson has moved over and is kind of scrutinizing him. And it's actually kind of similar to what you saw when Grandpire took the werewolf serum, except it's much faster and it's less drastic because it's so fast. Like you can see age and then heal, age and heal. It's a very small flux. It's not as kind of grand as the one that he was going through.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks that we don't know how long this is going to take, but it seems like it's working. And man, I'm so happy we figured it out.
Yeah. I was going to step back in here and have a chat with Trog. If you guys, I step aside to hold the door open, if any of you are interested in going along.
Oh,
yeah. We got to check in and see if like Rev is around or if he's out adventuring.
I'm so excited to meet Trog.
Let's go.
Yeah, go through the door to go see Trog.
All right, you all enter into the Inn that Wanders and go through the entryway and turn that left corner into the bar proper. And Trog is standing there behind the bar cleaning some glasses.
Everything go all right?
Trog! And I just throw my arms up and I go to give him a hug.
Good to see you back again.
Good to see you too. We actually, oh damn it, we don't have it here. We have some presents for you.
Oh.
Yeah, a little keepsakes from some stuff we found while we were away.
Oh, okay. Who's your friend?
This is Kim.
Hello, Kim.
Can I give you a hug?
Oh, sure. I'm a hugger.
I feel like I know you, and I give him a hug.
He hugs you back.
Hey, has Rev checked back in through here yet?
No, he left, maybe 2-3 weeks ago with Landara. He hung out here for about a week before the idea of going off with someone got the better of him.
All right. Well, since we're back, I just wanted to leave notice that, like, if he wants to come home, he can. I don't know that he will.
Oh, yeah, all right.
But next time he stops through here, could you let him know? Get in touch with us?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. All right. Anything else anybody wants here in the inn? Because we are we're burning a little bit of daylight being here. What's our next move?
I think probably order of importance, we get Selena out.
How exactly are we planning on doing that?
Trog, how do you distribute the doorknobs?
Oh, the old entrance, you know, where we used to like kind of teleport into. That stuff doesn't really work the way it used to. So when we first started, we just kind of turn the room on and just pitch the doorknobs into it and let them
okay.
Appear wherever.
Okay, so that's not going to be it then.
Unless we get really, really lucky.
Well, we can talk to Ferguson about it. We know where that spot is.
Yeah, true.
All right.
Okay, well, we'll be back with said presents because I've got that put away safe for you. But yeah, let Rev know we were here and we'll see you soon.
Safe travels. Wait, so it seemed real sad, like when you guys were going, it seemed kind of weird. What happened?
Oh, man. Long story short, we were gonna go to the future to try to learn some stuff to fix the present, and it seemed very, very dangerous, like we may not come back.
Oh, God, you didn't bring me stuff back from the future, did you?
Yeah.
We just brought you back some things that Future Trog had that don't exist anymore there. So we wanted to bring them back so you could have them at least and have some cool items from the future.
Oh, cool. Kind of turn this place into like a TGI Fridays. Put some like various time traveling ketchup on the walls and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, let's leave. Let's get out of here and go do the next thing on the list. I say just out loud in front of Trog.
Yeah, all right, I get it.
You guys don't want to eat some of the food and then pass out for another week?
I want nothing more in any universe. All right, let's roll, everybody. We've got stuff.
Bye, Trog. It was so nice to meet you.
Yeah, you as well. Welcome to the present.
To now? Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'll lead us back out into the Chamber of Rest.
Okay.
As we're going, I'm like starting to get out my phone, and then I realize we're in another world. Oh, damn it. I need to call Damien to like stop him from messing with IPT. So that's going to be kind of the other thing. As soon as we're back in sort of home territory, remind me to call him immediately.
Okay.
And as you enter into the Chamber of Rest, Ferguson is still studying James, and he turns back to you. Safe to take this door down now, I suppose.
Yes.
Excellent.
We actually do need to open a portal to one more place, and I'm hoping you might be able to help with that as well. I have the spell, and I guess I might be able to handle it, but I would definitely appreciate your expertise.
Yes, let's head down to the Room of Magic.
Okay.
And he leads you all back out through the castle and down into the Room of Magic.
Actually, I was thinking while I was examining your friend, you're jumping around quite a lot, going to places, a magic doorknob and portals and stuff. I enjoy the time we spend together, but I'm not sure I can be a taxi service.
Are you breaking up with me?
No. I just I realize there's got to be a simpler way for you to come here when you want. So here.
And he bends down to one of the runes and he pries it out with his staff. And as soon as he pries it out, you can see that divot starts to fill again.
Just set this down wherever you would like a portal to come here and break it like an egg.
Okay.
That way you can come here. Put it someplace safe. I don't want random humans just coming in here. But
all right.
So is this like a one-use only thing, or?
No, it'll create a standing portal.
Oh, cool.
Nice. We could put that in the castle or, I mean, even in the new IPT layer, I guess either way.
Yeah, just like the space station. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. When you say break it like an egg, is there like a specific way to break an egg?
One-handed.
Or is it just like...
Yeah, you kind of knock it on the edge of the counter.
Chef Bobby Flay says that if you can't break an egg one-handed, I don't remember exactly. It was in a Disney Channel original movie.
Don't act like you don't know that it was Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what the wisdom was, though. But anyway, breaking, just break it. Like, are you saying it will break like an egg? Like it is fragile enough to break? Or like, is there actually a specific break?
That there is something in the middle of it that you want to throw onto the floor.
Oh, okay. All right. I need to I see. Got to get the magic yolk out.
Yes.
All right. I start to think about putting it in my pocket dimension and then realize that that is the corner of this room.
It just falls to the ground, shatters open, and creates a portal.
You have to gently hold it in your mouth like a golden retriever.
And everything is sucked into it because I've opened a portal to Elnor within Elnor, and it is recursive.
Oh, no!
I will put it in my pocket, though.
Okay.
Gingerly.
So what's this spell that you want to, this other portal you want to open? What's the spell?
Well, it is a place we've been before. It was a pocket dimension, and actually, I sort of obliterated it, except, I guess, for one very small part where somebody survived, and we need to get her out.
Oh.
So if we're not careful and we open a portal into this space, I don't know what'll happen, because most of this space is kind of perpetually being destroyed. So we've got to get it like right into this specific little area. And that's why I feel like I probably shouldn't do this on my own.
Is there some way you can track the person or the exact location? Was there anything unique?
There is a magic bell that is causing whatever it is to not destroy that little piece. Does that help?
Yes, if it's a space that has nothing in it except for one potent magic source, I think we could hone in on that.
Perfect.
We don't have to like go back through, do we?
You don't. Don't worry about that. I don't. If anybody does, it doesn't have to be you. I doubt it. I'm hoping we'll just be able to open a doorway and scoop her in here. But if you want to stay far and wide clear of this, that's totally understandable.
No, I mean, I want to help if I'm needed to help, and I want to get Selena back. I don't want anyone else to get caught there. And if we can just pull her out, and I mean, I don't know. Maybe the bell, too?
Oh, boy. We can try.
It just seemed like it was pretty powerful. I'm not sure exactly what it does. It's keeping, you know, part of this dimension from eating itself, so it sounds useful.
If you brought the bell back into here, would that just make the day here start repeating infinitely?
I don't know.
I mean, I definitely don't want the day to start over and over anywhere else. I hate the thought of him setting that place up again somewhere else for another person to have to go through. but maybe it's safest to leave it there then.
Okay, good call.
When I was talking with Ori and his sister, he mentioned that he's hanging out here because Nash can't find him in Elnor. But Jake, you said that when Selena got out in the old timeline, that Nash had a way of finding her, and then he got the information about Megan and what happened in Margaritaville out of her. What are we going to do to make sure that doesn't happen again?
I mean, we can try and squirrel her away somewhere that doesn't work. We could put her somewhere that he can't get. I could try to remove that effect from her before she comes through.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's both of those. I think we try to get somewhere safe to get her through. The castle, our old hideout, had protections. That way, at least, she can't be instantly, you know, sensed. And then we try to figure out how to wash whatever that effect is out of her.
Okay. We good then? We think we're good to get this door open and grab her?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Ferguson, let's get to work.
All right. Jake, roll use magic.
9.
All right. And with Ferguson helping you, I think that gives you the +1. So you are able to, with his help, cast this spell and a small portal appears. There is darkness radiating from the middle of it, spreading to the edges. The light is pulsing like it's not very strong, but the portal is open.
I want to turn to everybody and be like, okay, I'm going to go in for a moment just to make sure she's cool and see if I can stop the tracking before she even comes back. But I'll be okay. You know, it's my magic that's doing the thing anyway, so it's probably fine. And I will step in.
You step through this portal and you've gone through a couple different portals now and felt different sensations. This one almost feels like you're being turned inside out over and over again. Inside out, right side in. Inside out, right side in.
Good.
And it lasts
a much 100 years.
You come out in the future. You should have asked them to tie a rope around your waist. And you come spilling out onto some cobblestones. Selena is inches from your face when you land, and she is surprised to see you. The space that she is in can't be much larger than 5 feet by 5 feet, with barely enough room to stand up all the way. All around on all sides is this pulsing black void and the sound of constant heavy wind.
I give her a big hug.
What happened? What are you doing here?
I'm here to get you. Are you okay?
No, let's get out of here.
Okay. Real quick. You said Nash has a way to, like, sense you or something. Do you know what that is? Do you have a clear idea of what that means? Are you marked?
What?
Nothing. Just hold on just a second. And I want to try to use force of will to dispel whatever tracking Nash has on her.
All right, roll force of will.
That is a 9. So on a hit, momentary magics are canceled completely, and long-lasting spells and effects are suspended temporarily.
Okay.
On a 10+, I could have spent luck to instantly snuff this out for good, but I can't. On a 7 and 9, I take 1 harm as the strain of dismissing magic unravels me.
All right, as you place hands on Selena and try to cancel this magic out, you feel part of your power as you release it into her being drawn up towards that bell. Like, you can feel something being drained from you. You do get a sense that it has stopped it temporarily, but not for good.
All right, let's go. Come with me. I'll help her up.
She gets up and leaps into the portal.
I'll follow back through.
You both come tumbling out into the room of magic, and I think all of you see this, that Selena comes tumbling out into the room, and her mouth opens to draw in a breath, and you see little wisps of magic from all of these different pools slowly flowing towards her as she breathes in, and she's very much kind of wasted away, and as this drifts towards her, it goes into her mouth, and you can see that her vitality returns.
Whoa.
I just want to say that from the moment that Jake went into the portal until we saw him again, I have just been standing there holding Megan's hand.
Selena takes in a couple more deep breaths, and you see more of this silvery, glittering light come off of these pools of magic into her.
Oh, shit, that's delicious.
Okay, I have temporarily subdued whatever Mark Nash has on her. So for the moment, he cannot know that she is out or where she is. but that's not going to hold. So, Selena, we got to get you somewhere safe now. Guys, where? Where can we take her that he won't find her or can't get her?
Oh, there's a whole lot of questions for Selena, I think. I mean, if we go castle, that's going to give her a lot more room, but not as many people to have interactions with to stay safe for a little bit. We could try IPT, but that's going to be a lot of people dealing with a unique situation.
I'm just worried that, like, whether it's here or IPT or whatever, I'm afraid that even if he can't get to her, he'll still be able to hone in on her. You know, like, he'll know she's here and where, regardless of whether he can access her.
I don't think he'll be able to do that at the castle, though. I think with the way it's set up and the runes and the spells, I think it should cloak her enough. I mean, we can always double check, but that might be the safest.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's built by a Nash, for a Nash, so.
Not that Nash, though. Different Nash. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Selena. Not we've got a place then that we can take you, and there's... Okay, I'm just going to rip this Band-Aid right off.
Oh.
There is a Nash there, but it's not the one who hurt you or did any of the bad stuff. He's with us.
Oh.
And, you know, you can bite him or whatever. No, sorry. Never mind. I take it back.
I go and help Selena up. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling much better now. Boy, I thought you guys fucking left me for dead.
Sorry. I'm really sorry that we had to leave you there, but I'm really glad you're out now.
Yeah, me too. I feel much better. Boy, the stuff coming off of these circles is delicious.
I mean, that's a good point. If this is a place that's, like, good for your vitality, I mean, what level was Ori with Nash? Like, certainly he was an operative. He was working some of his special, you know, operations and things. If he had had a connection that he could track Selena, certainly he would have had something for Ori, right?
Fuck, man, I don't know.
Is Ori not safe here? Do we need to move them to the castle too?
I have no idea.
I mean, he's been safe here for a long time so far, so I guess if nothing else, Nash can't get here yet.
Yeah, we did not have the luxury of checking in on future Elnor to see if, you know, they were all just good to go, or if it was a wasteland or what.
Yeah, I've worked with Nash for a while. I think what Jake said... One word is really important in that sentence. Yet, I think everybody's safe from Nash until he turns his attention towards working on getting at you.
Yeah.
I mean, I have suspended whatever is on Selena. I think I could go give Ori a once over and find out if the same thing is on him. I don't know how long that's going to take, though, because I don't totally know what I'm looking for. It's not very, you know, scientific. It's just kind of feeling it out.
Okay, so new plan. We'll get taken back to the castle, all except Jake. Jake, you can go to Ori, see what you can figure out with that. We'll at least make sure that Selena is under the bubble where she can't be, you know, found, at least for now, until whatever you did wears off, and then hopefully she'll still be safe there for the while. I'll set up the portal so that you can get back through after you deal with whatever you find out with Ori, and that way I can make my call to Damien. We'll all be at baseline and be able to go and do the next thing. Objections?
No.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to like put my thumb out towards Ferguson.
He wraps his mouth around it.
Hot.
May I ask you a favor of returning us to where you picked us up from?
Oh, yes, right. Of course.
I appreciate it.
He leads you all back up onto the parapet and casts the portal spell that leads back to the exterior of the castle.
I will take that rune out of my pocket and I'll hand it off to Kim. This doesn't do me any good over here while I'm here, but, you know, just in case you guys need it before I get back or whatever.
Cool.
All right, let's go.
All right, so Megan, Tass, Kim, and Selena head through the portal. So let's stay with Jake as he goes to hunt down Ori. As the group goes through the portal, Ferguson closes it and gives a nod and heads back down into the room of magic. And Jake, on the far end of the parapet, you can see... Outside of the church, Ori is sitting talking to Robert.
Yes.
You must mean talking towards Robert because there is no return. I'll head over there.
Yeah. And it seems like you get about 15 feet away and they finish their conversation. Robert stands up and nods to you and goes inside the church. Ori stands up and smiles. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, So, okay, we just took care of a few things, but a thought occurred to us in the process. Do you know, we moved you here to keep you guys safe. Does Nash know where you are still? Like, were you marked in that way? Do we know that it's not just that he can't get here, but that he doesn't know where you are?
Oh, I don't know.
Fuck, okay.
Should I get my sister too?
I can't see how it would hurt. I need to find this out. Because, if it's just that he can't get here, eventually he'll figure out how to get here. And so we need to put you somewhere safer than that, or figure out how to shut this tracking down. But I kind of know what it feels like, because I just dealt with it with somebody else. So I'm hoping I'll be able to suss out if you guys have it. But I imagine that if I got two of you here, it'll be easier for me to feel out than if there was only one of you. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be right back. And he shifts into a bat and flies into the main entrance of the castle.
Fuck, that's cool.
And he comes back a few moments later with his sister in tow. She smiles at you and waves.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. So I'm gonna do a little magic here. I'm gonna do sort of a magic, like, doctor's exam, and see if I can figure out if there's something going on with you guys.
Okay.
I was mostly talking to the little sister.
Oh, I thought you were comforting me.
I'm like holding up a lolly and stuff, and Ori's like, "Oh yeah, sure, yeah. Don't mind if I do."
Well, I want you to do me first, in case something goes wrong.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know if this is a big magic.
I think we can justify this with an investigative mystery. Like, you're investigating a magical mystery. You have the ability to use and understand magic. So
okay, that makes sense. 12.
All right, you get a hold too.
It's a new day for me and my investigative mystery roles. I'm born anew from the ashes. What is being concealed here?
Yeah, you go over Ori and sense the different magics flowing through him, and you do get a sense that there is a tether that comes from him. I don't think, because they're in such close proximity, you don't sense it on his sister, but you do sense it on him.
Okay. What can hurt it? That's the only way I can think of, like, asking how I could, disrupt it or break it.
Yeah. Other than your force of will ability, I think that in all of the time you were researching vampires, long, long ago, when you were dealing with the Verkalakis the first time, you read about a vampire's ability to tag people and basically have a innate awareness of where they are. The other way to get this off of him would be for the host vampire to essentially let it go to tag someone else, because they can only hold so many.
Interesting. Do I have any idea how many? Even like a ballpark?
I think that it would be anywhere from like 3 or 4 to upwards of a dozen, depending on the power of the vampire.
Okay.
So get him to tag you.
Yeah.
So we just need to give Nash a new best friend.
Or a dozen of them.
Someone that he's like, don't ever leave me. Okay. I'll relax this sort of magical spectrometer going on.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Yeah. I mean, there is something connecting you to him. And it's like, it's limited. Like, he can only do it to so many people. And so it's fascinating to me. I mean, he just must be so frustrated that you got out from under him that, like, he won't give it up. Because it's shocking to me that he wouldn't have let yours go to tag somebody else, because you're not any good to him anymore, but you could be bad for him still.
Yeah, I get the impression he doesn't like loose ends.
Well, so yeah, he does know where you are. He does not know where she is.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he doesn't have that tag on her. And it seems like so far he either hasn't bothered or hasn't figured out how to get to you. But, as we know, once he does put his mind to something, he pretty much gets it. So,
yeah. How did you get here the first time? Like, it seems like this is a really, well-defended place, but like a hidden secret place. Like, how did you find your way here?
Like the very, very first time?
Yeah.
They pulled us.
Oh, they had to like come get you.
Yeah, pretty much. They like opened the door and we kind of, we're kind of yanked through it.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I was just curious if maybe, like, if this place is really magical and, like, really well defended and kind of hidden, it probably takes a lot to get here unless, it's funny coming from a vampire, unless you're invited here.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. When they brought us here the first time, it was because they were suffering an invasion.
But it sounded like they, like, broke through the planes of reality to get here, and, like, multiple ones.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but... Shit, do you think that's something Nash couldn't do if he really wanted to?
I mean, probably. I don't know that it's anything he knows how to do right now. I think, you know, he uses the portals and stuff.
You're probably correct, but it's just sort of a question of how long.
Yeah.
You know, is...
Not if, but when.
Exactly. And is that when, you know, do we have enough time that we might be able to shut him down for good before it ever becomes a problem? Maybe, but I don't particularly want to gamble on your safety that way.
Yeah. He might be real busy too. Like, that kind of sounds silly, but...
That's true. We are trying to keep him busy. Okay. So I'm going to head back home and I'm going to see if this other person, her name's Selena. She was another person that he had tagged. I'm going to see if this is in fact enough to keep her safe and hidden. And if it is, then the good news is I might be able to relocate you back to the home world. The bad news is it'd be a very small, a castle. It'd just be a different castle.
Oh, okay. If you can undo it, can we just stay here?
Like if I can just undo the effect whole cloth?
Yeah, like if you can make it so he can't track me, can we stay here? This place is pretty rocking.
I can try. I didn't quite pull it off before, though.
Yeah.
And I'm...
I don't mean you gotta try now, just... I didn't know if it was like, oh yeah, if we get this off of you, you gotta go to this other place that's like not as nice.
No, man, if we get you totally broken free from this, you do whatever you want.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right, I'll check back in on you when I have a better answer.
Okay.
I'll give him a hug.
Good to see you, man.
Always.
So back at the castle, the four of you have been dropped off outside. What are you doing now?
Kim, do you want to scout for a good spot for the Elnor portal?
Sure.
Awesome. Megan, maybe introduce Selena to Grandpa?
Yeah, and I'll lead the way back up to the castle.
I'm going to get my phone out and immediately call Damien as fast as I can dial it.
All right. After a couple rings, he answers, hello.
Oh, thank God. Hey, man.
Are you back?
I'm back. You're good?
Yeah. Oh, wait, should I stop now?
Yes, stop now.
Oh, well, good timing.
Oh, I thought it might have been. about to raise some hell?
Yeah, I just a second. You hear the sound, and I think, you know, having mowed lawns and stuff when you were a kid, you very distinctly hear the sound of gas caps being screwed back onto gas cans.
Oh my God. Hey man. Ooh, holy shit. It's really good to hear your voice.
What's up?
Some shit went down. But we're back. We did the thing. Soon I would like to meet up at not right now. We've got some things working. We're trying to just kind of get settled. Hey man. I'm glad you're good and we're good and it's all going
to
be good.
All right. I hate to, seem not in tune with the moment. Like, obviously, I don't know what you're processing, but there was a matter of the... Now that you've completed the task at hand, fulfilling the other half of our bargain.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I have some answers for you on some of that, actually. Actually, it would be better if some of the others were here for that, because they can kind of speak to it better. But, yeah, we definitely have some news for you on that. So we're going to get our shit here settled so that everybody's safe. And then meet up with you soon. Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah. I'll talk to you soon. And he hangs up. Inside the castle, the three of you have made it up to the top level. Grandpa Nash is making some adjustments in the room where the large magical spell was written. You can see that he is taking copious notes on the time-traveling spell he had created, but also removing it from the walls as he does so that this portal will no longer do that.
Hey, Grandpa.
Oh, you've brought a friend.
Yes, this is Selena.
Yeah, she looks familiar. It feels like one of those memories that's lost, but I feel like we've met before.
Selena, this is my grandpa. It's Nash. It's obviously Nash, but this is what Jake was talking about, where it's Nash, but it's a different Nash.
Uh-huh.
I like to call him Jeffrey. It helps make it a little more separate in my head.
Oh, so you're... Not the Nash that I knew, but just a Nash, but Jeffrey.
Yes, if that makes it more comfortable. My family calls me Jeffrey.
All right.
He came here to help stop the Nash that we know, that has done a lot of the terrible things that he's planning right now, and my grandpa here is helping us to stop him. So he kind of set this place up to be safe from the Nash that we don't want to find you.
Oh, okay. Is there a place around here where a girl can find a bed and something to eat? I've been living, I don't know how long, just off of kind of eating parts of myself and then am regrowing. And it's been a whole thing. I would love a hamburger or something.
Absolutely. Let's go get you set up. Like I said, you're going to have to stay here, but we're going to make it as comfortable as we can.
All right.
Jeffrey, do you know of, can you show me a room that would be a good place to set up a portal to another dimension?
We have a space here for this portal. You could put it over in that corner. Is it just going to be a standing open portal?
Yes.
And I assume whoever's on the other side doesn't hold any of us any ill will.
No.
Yes, very well.
Cool. Also, hi. It's very nice to re-meet you. I was in a weird headspace when I first saw you going back to this timeline. And yeah, I was processing a lot. So hi, you were very nice to me 100 years in the future. And it's nice to see you again.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that they were able to bring something positive back from their trip.
Yeah, and I want to go over to the corner that Jeffrey indicated and crack this egg.
Yeah, so it is exactly like that. You tap it on the ground and pull your hands apart and the energy pours out like an egg yolk and it grows very rapidly. There are branches that sprout out of the ground and create an oval. Leaves start to sprout off of the oval, and then inside of it is a soft golden light.
Amazing. I want to step through.
You come out into the room of magic, behind Ferguson. Oh!
Sorry!
Oh, you've got it working.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yes, it should make things a lot easier for you.
Yeah, do you know where Jake is?
I left him on the parapet.
Oh, okay, I'll go find him.
Yeah, so you head up out of the room of magic onto the parapet, and you see Jake and Ori hugging, and Ori and his little sister walking away.
Hey, it's all set up.
Oh, perfect. I was kind of nervous about having to ask Ferguson to do another one, so.
Yeah, just follow me and we can go back. Is everything good here?
Not good exactly. He does have the thing. He has the tag. Huh. So it seems like there's not a way for Nash to get to him yet. So I want to see what happens with Selena here and in the castle and then come up with a plan for Ori based on that.
Sounds good. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll follow her down there.
All right. You both head down into the room of magic through the gold portal and are back in the castle. Megan, you have led Selena down to one of the spare rooms, and she has flopped down on a bed and is just staring at the ceiling.
This is much nicer than what I've been used to lately.
I can only imagine. I got to talk to you about this before, and that doesn't make sense, but I'm going to say it again because you haven't gotten to hear it, but...
You just blew my mind. You talked to me about something before, but I haven't got to hear it?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I don't think I can do anything but.
She's like, I'm worrying.
But I want to say I'm really sorry that the last time we saw each other, I threw you into a wall, and then we disappeared, and we left you there. And I know that that looks really bad, and I just want you to know that it wasn't intended. We didn't intend to leave you behind. And I'm really sorry you had to spend any extra time in that place.
Yeah, no, I know. Mama got a grip over me and made me do something I didn't want to do. And I don't think if you hadn't done what you did, you probably wouldn't have got out. I'm here now, so it all worked out, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad you're here. And feel free to help yourself to any of the food. And if you have any questions, my grandpa would be more than happy to help make your stay here more comfortable.
Yeah, actually, I do have a question. I don't know if you are familiar with this kind of thing, but when we were in that other place, when you guys pulled me out, there was all that, like that shiny air. And I felt like I was eating it. Well, I've never done anything like that before. You got any idea what that means? Like, I feel better. Like, I ate, like, a meal filled with, like, all kinds of good things for me. And, like, I feel stronger than I've felt in a real long time. But I've always had to feed off of living things, never, I don't know, shiny air.
I don't have any real answers for you there. I mean, it seems like you have some ability to sustain yourself on magic and not just actually eating people. But I don't know what kind of magic or what the limitations surrounding that could be. That might actually be a question that's better suited for my grandpa or maybe Jake. I don't know.
Oh, all right. Boy, that sure would be nice. I'm not always the biggest fan of having to, like, eat things and people. If I could just eat magic, whatever, however the hell you harvest that, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be really great. I don't really know, but maybe we can come up with something.
Oh, maybe I just go through that gold portal every morning and eat, like, the air. And I wonder if I'll have to give that a shot.
Yeah, let's talk to everyone about it and see if there's some kind of source that we can set up to be available for you.
No, I'll just do the portal thing. I'm sure it'll work out fine.
Well, we'll see if we can set something up to be a sustainable source for you. And I don't know, maybe this could be how you help out. That could be really useful. If there's something magical that's dangerous, we could, I don't know, you could just have it for dessert and then we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, all right.
Cool.
High five.
Well...
Oh, never mind. I changed my mind.
I don't remember if you can still take memories or not if you touch people. So that's a little scary, but...
Oh, that's fair. All right, so back in the portal room, I think you're all together again. Tass has finished his phone call and come inside. Megan has just finished with Selena, and Jake and Kim have come through from Elnor.
Okay, so I think next step is to go tell them what we've done. So that we can start making plans, right?
Yeah, let's head back to base, other base, and figure out if they got any good news for us, and figure out the next move.
Okay, I think after we report in there, we have a conversation with Damien about making good on the other end of that contract, and that will inevitably lead us to Strom.
Well, we might want to talk to Strom first before we talk to Damien about that. Like, get her blessing, considering we need her participation to unlock that necklace.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's fair.
Should we get another rune egg so that we can drop one back in Indy as well and kind of have like a pass-through to get from place to place?
Oh, so like go from Indy, jump through to Elnor, jump through to here?
Yeah, if we have to.
Okay, yeah, since... we're jumping back through there. I guess we could maybe figure this out now. But Selena had said when she came through the portal to Elnor, she like ate a bunch of magic in the air, it seemed like, and it made her feel full. And I don't know, is there a way that we can set up some sort of like sustainable source of magic either through here or through Elnor to where that's what she can feed off of?
I mean, sustainable, I don't know. Elnor is just kind of siphoning the magic that we send their way incidentally. And... before that, they had kind of a limited amount in the tank. It seems like a finite drip, or, you know, it will deplete and then have to refill. So I don't know that there's, I guess it depends how much she eats. But yeah, we can ask Ferguson. I'm guessing that eating the magic will make her way stronger. I mean, there's a reason she was in charge 100 years from now. That's probably it.
Yeah, I mean, she was just talking about how she doesn't like to have to eat people, and we don't really have a source of that for her here to eat on, and I wouldn't want her to have to do that anyway. So I don't know if it's a eat some magic, but just kind of limit how much you're taking in, just enough to get through, or what. But I had also brought up the point that, you know, maybe her being stronger could be helpful. She had asked how she was going to be of use to us here, that, you know, breaking her out of that place was done with the additional idea of her helping us somehow, and maybe that's how. Maybe she's able to feed on the magic of something that we don't want to exist, have power. I don't know, but worth looking into.
Yeah.
Before we grab the egg, just a question. The IPT is currently working out of your subterranean lair, right?
Correct.
Cool. So I only ask this because I have read the files and I know that IPT has had some history of having moles within the organization. Are you cool having a standing portal to another dimension just hanging out in the IPT headquarters?
No, actually, now that you bring it up, I don't love that. But we can at least have the rune in case circumstances change. Maybe we don't have to crack the egg yet, but we could have the egg. But I like where your head's at. I'm too trusting, you know? It always comes down to that. Sometimes it works out, often it does not.
Yeah, that's fair. Keep the rune. I'm just like stuck on this idea and I don't know. I don't even think it's an idea. It's just thoughts all together. Something, the devourer, Selena has been held in a prison away from Nash, something.
Sorry, expand on that?
I don't know. I'm trying to.
Do you think her, like, eating magic has to do with the way that Nash eats?
No, not necessarily. But if these things seek out the best possible recipient for what they do, there's a real good reason to keep away people that are recipients for that in a pocket dimension. And we just freed Selena.
So, like, Selena would be a superior champion, and Nash might have been worried about that?
I don't know. Not a bad thought. It's just, I don't know, all those words at once just sparked that in me. So, food for thought. Anyway.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. I mean, in the future, Nash knew that Selena was out, and then Selena was a leader of a faction, but then the Devourer didn't choose her. It went to Aiden.
I don't know. It just tickled the brain there. I know there's a lot of moving pieces, but I guess that's what he does, right? Is manipulate everything to get it just the way he wanted. Maybe we should keep that in mind as we try to counter that.
Yeah, I suppose if he had us both locked away, I'm glad she's on our side.
All right, well, before we head back, I'm going to pop back through the portal to see if Ferguson can whip me up another rune.
I'm going to go with him to talk about Selena's food options.
No, God.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm going to have to move this. This is right behind my desk.
He drags his desk
on
it?
The cobblestone and just turns his desk so it's facing the portal now.
Oh, the move the desk. Okay.
Yes, yes.
I was going to say, if you have a way to move these portals, you've got to let us know, man.
I just have one in the trunk.
Could I grab another one of those, the runes that will make another portal?
Oh, yes. Did you? I was going to ask if you lost the other one, but clearly you just used it.
No. Yeah, I'm here. We might set another one up elsewhere so that we can get from place to place a little more simply without having to put anybody out.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's fine. And he goes over and pries one of the runes out of a different circle and hands it to you.
I've got a question for you, Ferguson.
Oh, yes.
The person that we brought through here earlier, Selena, when she came through the portal and she fed off of magic, right?
Oh, I saw that. Yes.
Yeah. That's not something she had done before. And she said it left her very, like, fulfilled, like she didn't need to eat off of people. She's kind of stuck on the other side where we have to keep her safe. Is there any way for her to maybe come through here and have something that she could feed off of magically to kind of sustain her?
Well, I mean, if she felt sustained just in the time that she was on the floor in this room and then was let outside, I don't see any lasting effect on any of the circles of runes down here. If it's only, I suppose it's something I could measure daily. If she comes in here in the morning after the sun has risen and empowered us with the magic of this world, we're always getting magic from what Tass took back to your world. If it becomes a problem, I'll get a hold of you, but I don't see any problem for now with her coming down here in the morning and having a chat with me and taking in some of the excess energy.
Fantastic. Oh, that's such good news. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so she can come through whenever she likes, and I'll set up some things to do some tests and measure the levels and see if it's having any effect on what we're collecting and doing here.
Awesome. I will let her know. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
And back through.
All right.
I tell Selena all of that.
Okay.
And I go rip the tarp off the Mustang.
Oh, right. You guys got to drive back to IPT.
Yeah, I mean, we got this rune egg, but it's no good to us from this end.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so this is about, what did we say this was, like a 3 or 4 hour drive?
Like three?
Yeah, so we'll play through this in real time.
Okay.
no, we will jump ahead to you arriving in Indianapolis at your parking spot in the alleyway above the subterranean lair.
Is there anything major going on downtown as we're making our way through? Like, we know that there's some major damage and stuff, the sinkhole. Like, has that progressed in any way that we notice?
I mean, there is major construction going on. You do not necessarily take the direct route that you might be used to.
Sure.
Like, you can't go by the block that the IPT was on. Yeah, there's a lot of road work going on.
Fair. Then, yeah, it's kind of the same vibe, though, as we get out. I'm just checking out the lay of the land, making sure everything's okay as we try to make our way down.
You all head down into the subterranean lair, and as soon as you get outside of the door that leads into the main chamber, you hear two raised voices shouting at each other.
I don't give a damn. You get off your ass and you get someone moving that direction.
Now you listen to me, old man. She left me in charge for this exact kind of reason. I'm going to make the call that needs to be made. And right now, we do not have the people to send. So you calm down before you take that tone with me.
Now, you listen here. She's done so much to set this up. You're going to find her, and you're going to help me do it. I don't give a shit if this place falls to hell.
And as you enter into the room, it is Everett and Anastasia, and they are nose to nose. And Jingles is in the corner of the room, just looking kind of worried.
Hey.
And they both stop mid-sentence and turn. Where the hell have you been?
It'd take me about 100 years to tell that story.
There you go, Everett. Go talk to them. I've got to take care of the people in the field. And she walks over to Jingles and puts a headset on and starts talking into it again. Everett stares daggers at her for a long moment and then turns towards you.
Oh, I'm glad to see you back. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We were gone for a hell of a stretch there. I'm sure there's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's been quite a time, a lot of things to get used to. Some people run things a lot differently than what I'm used to.
And you can tell he's shouting over his shoulder at Anastasia. She just raises her hand and gives him the middle finger.
Okay. First, Kim Everett. I'm sure you've read about him.
Yes. Hi. It's nice to meet you.
Read about me?
How to rip this Band-Aid off. I'm from 100 years into the future. There we go. Band-Aid ripped, I guess.
His eyes kind of glaze over. And he looks at the three of you and then down at the ground.
Well, I'm sure at some point you're going to say something to me that makes that sentence make sense.
Yeah, we said we were going to go away, and we went far into the future to figure out what Nash had successfully done so we could come back and stop it from getting done.
Anastasia, are you getting this, or are we going to have to do this all over again?
Every word that's said in here is recorded. I'll listen to it later.
Cool.
Super. So what's the yelling, though, going on? Sounds like you need people. Good news. You got some. We're here.
Margaret's gone missing.
What?
How? She was in the hospital, busted up.
Yeah. We got a letter the other day from Wallace. One of the things that happened back when we started this, a team of us, we lost two of our own. Siobhan lost her husband, and we lost the kid. We got a message from Wallace. Said that on his most recent case, Wallace was trying to spy on some vampire group. He saw the kid. Hadn't aged a day. Seems like the kid being held hostage by them. I wanted to try to figure out how to put a team together. Margaret was one of the biggest regrets of her life, was losing the kid. She was all up in arms that I wasn't just headed straight down there to Wallace. He and I got some history. I wanted to find some help to come along. So I went out to search and came back. She was gone. All she left behind was this. And he holds out a note.
I'll take it.
You open up the note, and in Margaret's handwriting, it says, Everett, if Wallace has found Aiden Chambers, I'm going to help save him.
The Crit Show is a Crit Show Studios production, edited and produced by Brandon Wentz, with music by Jake Purley. You can find more information about us at thecritshowpodcast.com. To keep up to date with upcoming live shows, contests, and other special events, follow us at The Crit Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more weekly content, join us at patreon.com/thecritshow.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs & Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs & Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.